Okay, good morning. We are coming to the end of Hilchos Pesach. We are on Siman Tav Sadi. Okay, Yom Tov Sheni, Letfilas Chulo Shel Moed. So let's read. Aleph, B'Yom Sheni, that means Yom Tov Sheni, right, in Chutz La'aretz, we're talking about the second day. Korin B'Parshas Emor. We read from Parshas Emor, Shor Ochesef, Atzof Ha'inyan, until we finish all the holidays, umaftirin kori kamo biyom rishon, and you read the same maftir as the first day, umaftir b'malachim de Pesach de Yoshiyahu v'ishlach ha-melech, and we learn about Pesach in Sefer Melachim for the Haftarah. Ad v'acharav lo kam kamo. Okay, that's where it ends. Mishnah Berurah just points out a minhag on the second day to make some kind of a zecher in your suda about that was the day that Haman was hung. Okay, second day Pesach. Beis Yom Shlishi, Shehu Chulo Shel Moed. Okay, the third day. Right, this is the Chutz La'aretz. This is the first day of Chol HaMoed. So, but Eretz Yisrael it applies obviously to the second day. It applies to Chol HaMoed. Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha. Okay, but all three tefillas. Okay, notice including Maariv of the night. Mitpalo kedarko veomer ya'ale v'yavo ba'avoda, and in Ritzei, it's important to, we have to mention ya'ale v'yavo. That's where we mention the holiday. Ve'imlo amaro mazirin otel. And if you miss ya'ale v'yavo, or you don't remember if you mentioned ya'ale v'yavo any time that and any of the nights of Chol HaMoed, you have to repeat. Right, if you're still in Shemona Esrei, you go back to Ritzei. And if you finish one essay, you go back to the very beginning and start all over again.
Even
by Maariv. This is different than Rosh Chodesh. Because on Rosh Chodesh, ein mekadshin b'layla. So you never really had, on Rosh Chodesh, there's never a chiyuv really to say Rosh Yalev Yavo. We never knew if it was going to be Rosh Chodesh at all. It never was Rosh Chodesh at night. It always only happened during the day. So that's why at nighttime we don't repeat. Because it's only Lemafreya we know that Maariv, there's Rosh Chodesh. Maariv is Rishus, but we accepted it as Chova, and therefore, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, you do have to repeat. Even though Maariv is technically Rishus originally, even for Chol HaMoed, good point, you still have to repeat.
Sukkos as well, same as
Sukkos. Sukkos and Pesach.
Yeah. Yeah. The Moed, but on Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yavei Maariv,
right, but it has nothing to do with Rishus, because even on Pesach and Sukkot, like we said, you do have to repeat.
It's a little bit of a different ballgame.
Yeah, it's the same. In those days, there's always Rishus. When Yaakov was mitakin, or whatever that in the Midrash means, when Yaakov or Chazal were mitakin Maariv, it was always Rishus.
Cool.
Okay. V'im lo amro machzirinoto. That's what we said. V'chen mazkiro bebirkas hamazon. Now, on Birkas hamazon, you also want to mention Yalav Yavo, the holiday. But v'im lo amro ein machzirin oto. But on Chol HaMoed, there's no chiyuv to eat bread or matzah. So therefore, if you left it out of Birkas HaMazon, you don't have to repeat. Shemona Esrei is a chiyuv. Birkas HaMazon is rishus. That's the lemaisa. Musaf. Now it could be that there's less of an chiyuv or a necessity for a minyan. Or there's certain kulas that come by Maariv because the original source is Rishus. Uber Musaf, what about Musaf? Mitpalo kederach shemitpalo b'Musaf shel Yom Tov. There's no difference between Musaf and Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. It's the same, except we don't mention the words we're going to see. You don't mention the words Yom Tov for those who do mention the words Yom Tov. Right? That's between Shulchan, the different Nischaos. Haga. Ela kishemagia laidei Moshe avdecha mikvadecha amur omer vikraftem ola ad ushnei timidim kiochasan. The psukim are dropped differently. You say a drop less of the psukim. Okay, it changes. But Pesach it's the same. By Sukkot it's a drop different. What?
The Ramah says it's a little different. What's the difference? What's he saying? What's the Ramah
getting? I think it means you start on Chol HaMoed. You start a drop later, like you. I could double check, but if you look at the Nusa, I think you say one less pasuk, whatever it is. But you still, maybe not, but I think so. But the point is, you mentioned the psukim for in Musaf. Okay. Okay, let's read Gemara. Noagim shebiyom tov omeret yom tov mikra kodesh hazeh. So that's what I just mentioned. The Shulchan Aruch has the nusach. When it's yom tov, you mention the words yom tov. Right? It's Sukkos, yom tov, mikra kodesh hazeh. Pesach, whatever is man chereteinu, yom tov, mikra kodesh hazeh. So Mishnah Berurah points out, by Ashkenazim nowadays, we do not say the words yom tov, but we do say the words mikra kodesh. Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, the same thing, the only difference is you leave out the words Yom Tov. Mikra Kodesh Klal. The Ramah writes in our Sidurim, we don't say the words Mikra Kodesh. Lo b'Yom Tov, b'lo b'chol amoed. But Mishnah Berurah says nowadays our Sidurim do. So whatever your Siddur says. Dalet. Kol Hayamim. Shel Cholo Shel Moed Ushnei Yamim Achronim Shel Yom Tov Korin Halal Bedilu Kamo BeRosh Chodesh. So on Rosh Chodesh we know we say Halal, we call it Chatzi Halal. We're just losing two of Tehillim. Obviously we say most of Halal, but it's called Chatzi Halal, and or Bediluk, that's the Lashon Chazal. And when it comes to the 6 days of Pesach in Chutz Laaretz, or the last 7 days of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael is the last 6 days, and Chutz Laaretz is the last 7 days. So the, whatever, not the first day. So then we say a bedilug. We don't say full halal.
That's because of b'pnei avecha al tismach, right? Because by Sukkos we do say full halal.
Right. So there's two reasons given. So in Gemara and Arachin, or Arachin, means what you say. So then the Gemara points out on there's 18 days a year in Eretz Yisrael, you say halal. That means it's a takana, and you say it with a bracha. And you say full halal. Right? A bracha l'kol adios. Then, there's 21 days. I'm not sure if that's in the Gemara or not. But there's 21 days we know for Chutz Laaretz. Okay? Then the Gemara says, why do we not say full or full halal on Pesach? Because there's no chiluk korbanos. Every day it has the exact same korban. So if you don't have a new korban, it does a drop less inyan or simcha in the day, less of a chashivos to say halal. The midrash is what we're probably more familiar with, or both, but Kodesh Baruch Hu says to the malachim, you can't sing shira, my creation is drowning. In other words, there's destruction going on, and it's still people. So therefore, how can the malachim say shira? We say shira because it happened to us, so we still have to say shira, but the shira is a little bit less. And so therefore, now, what day did this happen? Did it happen all six days? Nitvu bayam, only on the seventh day. So I don't know if the Midrash points it out, I didn't look it up, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that only happened on the seventh day. But it would be a pagam to Yom Tov if on a Yom Tov you didn't say full halal and kol amoed, you did. So that's the reason, according to the Midrash. Okay. Now, hey. Right? Siman ha-parshiyah shel shmonat yemei ha-pesach. Okay. So there's 8 days of Pesach in Chutz Laaretz. So every day has a, you read from the Chumash, you read from the Torah. I mean, okay. So what do you read? So he's going to give you 8 words just as a mnemonic to remember. Meshach, that's the first day. Torah, it's the second day. Kaddish, Bechaspa, Psal, Bemadbara, Shalach, Bukhra. Those are the days of the Mishnah Berurah very nicely. I don't know if I should read each one, but basically each one, it's clear what it's referring to. Meshach is Mishchu Kechu. He tells you exactly where it's from. And then the next one, Torah, means a shore. Right, that's Aramaic, so that's Shor O Chesev, and then Kadesh, Kadesh Li, we know that, that's in our Tefillin, V'chaspa, in Kesef, Talve, and then Psol, that's Psol Acha, Bachit Egel, and Yom Shishi is the Midbar, that's by Midbar Sinai, whatever keeps going, Shvi, that's alright, Kol HaBachor, that's the last one, fine. So that covers those. V'zeh HaSeder Lo Yishtane, Ki'im kishachal Pesach b'yom chamishi. So, now, just as an aside, remember there's 3 days of the week Pesach can never start. Can't, right? Lo adu rosh, v'lo badu Pesach. So Tuesday, and, no, that's Monday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday can never be Alo Badu, the first day of Pesach. And so then it just affects the first day. If you want to do Mishchu, whatever. Bottom line, it just comes out that Im Keshechal Pesach Beyom Chamishi, if the first day of Pesach it starts on a Thursday, then we're going to do a little switcheroo. We're going to switch Kadesh with Psal. Shabiyom Shlishi, the third day, which is Shabbos, Shu Shabbos, Kore Re'e Ata Omer Eli. Re'e is the same as Psal. It's just, you start off earlier so that you can get seven Aliyos. Ubi Yom Rishon, and then you continue on Yom Rishon, where you left off, and Sheni and Shlishi, Korin, Kadesh, B'chaspa, B'madbara. Basically, just you do a switcheroo there. So that we get in, because also, Chet Egel, it's longer, and it also has the Inyan of Shabbos. So we might as well put that on Shabbos. And then just switch the order a little bit. No big deal. Okay, Vav. B'chol Yom Echol Amoed Ishna Yom Tovim Achronim Korin, on the last 2 days, and Chol Amoed, we read the Sefer Sheni, we read from the second Sefer, B'Korbanos HaMusafim Shebepinchas. Fine. Umatchil, right, because each day we had a special reading from the first Sefer, and the second Sefer, we read from the Korbanos from Pinchas. Umatchil v'hikravtem, and you start again from v'hikravtem, ad sof piska, because there's a pasuk before that you start only on the first day. Fine. Zayin. V'leo yom tov v'acharon mekadshin alayayin v'en omrim zman. So the last day, Shvi Shal Pesach, that's Yom Tov, and in Chutz La'aretz there's 2 nights. So we say Kiddush, both in Shul, both at home, regular Kiddush for Yom Tov. V'ein Omrim Zman, but we don't mention Shachianu, because Shachianu is on the new holiday, and the seventh day is just the seventh day of Pesach. In contrast to Shmini Atzeret, because it's a regal b'fnei atzma, it's its own regal, its own holiday. Hagag Omrim Batfila v'Kiddush Zman Cheruteinu. And you say the same Shemana Esrei, basically. Or the same words you add in Kiddush as well. It's for that. Okay. Chet, Maftirim b'yom Ashir Yadabar David, b'yom Shmini, Ov, Od Hayom Benov La'amod. Okay, so that's for the Haftarah. Okay, Tet. Now Shabbos, Shechal b'chol ha'moed. Now Shabbos, when you have that falls out during Chol HaMoed. So what do you do? So Arvi Chachrit Umincha Mitpala Kedarko Shel Shabbos VaOmer Yalev Yavo BeAvoda. So if it's Chol HaMoed, then you do Shabbos Tefillah, the Amida of Shabbos, and you add the holiday in Yalev Yavo. If it be Yom Tov, then you do Yom Tov and you just add Shabbos. But Musaf Omer Seder Musaf Yom Chol HaMoed, and in Musaf you. So then you daven like you always do. Ela manskir shel Shabbos. So you use the musaf of Yom Tov, not the musaf of Shabbos. You use the musaf of the holiday, same as Chol HaMoed. Really, it's the same as Yom Tov. You just leave out Yom Tov, and you mention Shabbos in there as well. The Omer v'titen lanu et Yom Hamanoach hazeh, or we have Yom Hashabbos hazeh, v'Yom Chag Hamatzos hazeh. V'chein Omer et Musfe, you say the word Musfe, Yom Hamanoach hazeh, v'Yom Chag Hamatzos hazeh. V'chotem mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim u'maftirin haita alai. Okay, maftirin haita alai. That's talking about Tchias Hamitim. Mishnah Berurah reminds us that Nisan is the time. We learn the Haftarah is about Tchias HaMetim, and Tishrei is about Gog u'Magog, and perhaps World War III. And Maftirim b'Nisan, I hope it's not 4. Hatzamos Yaveshos b'Tishrei b'Yom Gog u'Magog, that's what he just points out, that Nisan we talk about the dry bones, and Tishrei it's Gog u'Magog again. Okay. I think let's go on. Yeah. Where do we leave off? Hagav, ve'ein mazkirin beberkas haftarah lePesach lo beemtza lo bechatima. Now, if it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so Chol HaMoed there's no haftarah, it's Shabbos, so you mention the haftarah, you read the haftarah. There is a haftarah on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, but it's because of Shabbos that you have the haftarah. So therefore, when you say the brachos of the haftarah, you don't mention the words Yom Tov, you don't mention holiday, nothing, only Shabbos. Because it's a bracha, and the bracha is 100% only because of Shabbos. So that's what he points out. V'nohagin lomar shira shirim b'shabbos. Okay, so now we come up to the custom of Chamesh Megillos. For every Shabbos Chol HaMoed, or if there is none, the Shvi, you always read one of the Megillas. So that's why Minhag Ashkenazim. Sfarim don't have this, but Ashkenazim do. So here it goes. V'nohagin, it's a Minhag Lomar, it's a Minhag that's already mentioned in Masachet Sofrim. So it's an old Minhag. And it says, on Shira Shirim v'Shabbos, so on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, on Pesach, we read Shira Shirim. Okay, and if Shabbos falls out on the last day, so that's when you do it. And then Rus v'Shavuos, and on Shavuos we mention Megillas Rus. Now, what are the reasons? We'll just quickly say what are the reasons for this. So, there's two famous reasons for each one. So the Mishnah Berurah has because Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in Shir HaShirim, so that's why I read Shir HaShirim on Pesach. On Sukkot, in Kohelet it says, it was Simcha Mazo Oseh, and Sukkot is the Zman Zimcha Senu more than any of the other holidays, so that's why it applies there. And by Rus, what's special about Shavuos is because the Torah was given with Yisurim and poverty. You have to be willing, and it's your kona better when it's in those circumstances.
Also David
and Malach's Yartzeit. Okay, another reason. Good. So that's why we mention Megillas Rus, because in Rus there's a lot of suffering and poverty. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's reasons. You mentioned another one about David and Malach, and just another one, just broad comparison, because on Pesach is the time where we become one with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's our Kiddushin with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We get the Torah, and it's the Ahava, and that's Shir HaShirim. When it comes to Shavuos, it's the time of Gerus, when we become Jewish, become part of the nation of God. That's the completion of the Gerus process. And Sukkot, it reminds us of Olam Hazeh versus Olam Haba, and that's Kohelis, Havel Havelim, a Kohelel.
Go ahead. Very well put. On Shavuos, you got the Torah. It wasn't a choice. It was not an initial. We took it. But on Simchas Torah, we earned the Torah, and now that's why we have the Simcha with the Torah. Mm. We put our sleeves and we rolled it up and we did it. So also a nice little.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, and then the last line of the Haggah. The Rama says, "V'ha'am." Now, this is interesting. Different opinion, different minhagim. V'ha'am nagu shelo levarech aleim al mikra megillah velo al mikra ketuvim. There's no bracha. These chamesh megillahs that we read, except for Purim, because that was a pure takana. On Purim, it's a takana, so there's no question. The other times when we read a Shabbos Chol Moed, it's only a minhag. Now we know there's a famous principle: we don't make a bracha on the minhag. What's probably the most famous example? Chibut Arava, and we hit the Aravas on the floor. It's a pure minhag. It's not even the Daraisa Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai is we walk around or you put it on the Mizbeach. What we do is purely a minhag, and there was no takana. It's not like Chazal said, okay, from now on we're doing Chibut Arava. It was just an old from the times of, we call it minhag Nevi'im. I don't know exactly when it started, but it's an old custom. Customs, we never make a bracha, right? That's Gemara B'Feirush towards the end of Masachet Sukkah. So what about over here? So we know by Hallel, also, whenever Hallel's Bedilug, it's also only a minhag. So the question is, do you say a bracha or not? Exactly. So we went through that.
I'm not going there today, right?
No, but I'm going to just touch upon it. So it's the same principle over here. Similar principle. So many, so all Ashkenazim, they do say a bracha when they say Chatzi Halal. Not all?
No.
Oh, okay, no. So most. No. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's always an exception.
There's
Ashkenaz, I've never seen an Ashkenazi not say.
Quite a few that daven with us.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, so there's a, by Ashkenazim, Tosfos, and the Gra upholds it. We say Halal. When we say Chatzi Halal, because it's modeled, when there's a minhag that's modeled on a mitzvah, on a dinan, whether it's a raisa derabanan, then you do say the bracha. So Hallel is Psukim, there's Divrei Torah, and Hallel, we learn 18 times a year, is a mitzvah. So since Hallel be'etzem, it has a takana, it is a mitzvah, so when we do it optional, the minhag, we still say a bracha. So that's the machlokas over here. Is it modeled, how much is it, is the Divrei Torah modeled after Purim, etc. So that explains what we're doing here. Okay, so I went into Hal a little bit, sorry. Okay, Taf Tzadi Aleph. Okay, we'll do a couple more here. Seder Havdalah Motzei Yom Tov. Aleph. B'motzei Yom Tov. Bein b'motzei Yom Tov l'chol, bein b'motzei Yom Tov l'chol shel Moed. Whenever it's after Yom Tov, it doesn't matter if it's the middle of the holiday or the holiday is all over, after Yom Tov, Mavdil Batfila Kamo B'motzei Shabbos. Whenever Yom Tov is over, right, it doesn't matter if the next day is Chol HaMoed or the next day Yisru Chag, that's what he was saying, then you say Havdalah. You say Havdalah in your Shemona Esrei, and you say Havdalah on a kos, Kamo B'motzei Shabbos, just like Shabbos. Ela, there's a difference. She'inu Mavarech Lo Ala Ner V'lo Ala Besamim. We don't say Bermeir Eish, and we don't say Besamim on, right? Why not? So, the Ner is because we only say the bracha on the Ner when the Ner was usher to us, were usher to use light, a fire, for that day. Yom Kippur and Shabbos, you can't use fire. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook a fire. Of course you're allowed to use fire. Midaraisa, so you can start fire. It's only Midarabana, and you have to do Eish Meish. So the fire is 100% mutar on Yom Tov to use it, so therefore there's no bracha, there's no difference. Well, and besamim is because we have a neshama yasera only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. And therefore, when you lose the neshama yasera, you feel bad. So you have this ethereal sweet smell to make you feel better.
Comfort you.
There you go, comfort smell. Not a comfort, but comfort food applies to what happens if it's Yom Tov. Whenever you have, like Yaknahas, whenever you have Yom Tov on Motzei Shabbos, you don't say Ner Besamim, because you have the comfort food of Yom Tov, and the good food, so that takes in its place. Beis. Yom Tov Shechal Yom Motzei Shabbos Omer right, in the middle of a Tavrach HaTanu, or in the beginning, right away, you say Vatodi Enu. There you go. So, right, we have that. And if you miss it by mistake, just like a Tachanon Tanu by Chol HaMoed, you don't, or all week, whatever, you don't go back. You don't go back if you skip Vatodi Enu, because you're going to say Abdallah anyway
when you go home.
When you go home, exactly. Okay. We'll do one more. Taina Sheini V'Chamishi. Okay, so Bahab. Yesh nogim litanat sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Some have a custom to fast the first Monday, Thursday, Monday, achar Pesach, after Pesach, but not during Nisan, we're going to say. V'chein achar chag Sukkos. Twice a year, right? You do that after these times because you have 7 days of party, and sometimes people do averos, and or they just out of control and not learning, whatever it is. Therefore, we do it then. Shavuos is just one day. How bad can you be in one day? So therefore, we don't do it after Shavuos. Umamtini achiavar kochodesh Nisan v'Tishrei v'az nitani. But we don't do it in Nisan and Tishrei, because those are days you're not supposed to fast. We don't do Tachanun, because most of the days are days of kedusha and days of holidays and reasons not to. Okay, we learned already. Hagav miyad sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Right, the first days that you possibly could fast, the first Monday, the first Bahab, you don't start on Thursday, you start on Monday. Some have the minute to fast. And it's very important to accept the tzibor, the Kabbalah, the tainus, the mincha before. Mishneh Berurah has an interesting thing here. He points out it's really from the Magen Avraham, that if on Shabbos you say a special tefillah, Meshaberach or whatever, to accept the fast day, and you answer Amen with the Kavanah to accept the fast day, then you don't have to say take a Kabbalah on the Mincha on Sunday afternoon. And of course, on any of these days, if you get a Bris Milah or a Pidyon or some Seder Mitzvah, then you do eat and you don't fast.